You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pit Pass Radio.
Hello again, everybody. It is Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly, part of the Evergreen Podcast System. Lots of great programs for you to check out. Of course, it's what we look at as lifestyle programming, including our program, the number one program on the Evergreen System, and we thank you for making it so. In studio, we have some special guests. Before we get there, let's list out our producers, Jack and Leanne DeLeon, the exciting racing couple that have been racing together now for a little over 12 years, enjoying a great deal of success. So I want to welcome Jack and Leanne DeLeon back into the studio producing our program. Chris Bishop and Tommy Boy Halverson are contributing as they always do, and we appreciate that, guys. PJ Duran has the program off, stepping into that valuable seat is our one and only buddy, Tony Tice from Van Wall. It was a year and 5 months ago. We had a little bit of a get off with a deer. And I told him, I said, perhaps you're riding the wrong thing. You should have been riding the deer.
He died.
Tell us the story while we're on that. It was pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't even remember it.
You were laying in the gravel.
That's about all I legs really akimbo. Truly remember.
Bleeding.
Split a deer in half on what bike? FJ?
Tenere.
A Yamaha Tenere, okay. So which is a tour, an adventure touring bike.
Yeah.
It was nighttime.
You were going how fast?
About 38 miles an hour.
I was going to estimate 35.
Serious.
Yeah.
38 miles an hour, and it
obliterates a deer.
How could it be that bad?
You
Why
know,
was it so bad?
It hit me and just wiped the front wheel right out from underneath me.
Oh, man.
And all I remember
Your
is,
bike was totaled, right?
Yeah, and it just wadded it.
Really?
Yeah, it flopped it side to side a couple times, and
I was really pleased to see you roll in with your red, white, blue helmet on two wheels, and I know tonight may be your first night to drive home in the dark.
Yeah, so I'm a little.
We're gonna release you.
Yeah,
is
I've
it really?
Not ridden at night yet, so I'm
we're
kind
gonna
of
release
anxious.
You early so you don't have to. To be too. I mean, there's got to be a little premonition in your mind.
Well, there's. I'm a little. I rode home after the Iowa Tech State Finals in Perry. I judged those, and I went home, and I had to go down that same road at night on the bike, and I wasn't thrilled.
There's Bambi saying, "What'd you do to my daddy?"
Well, the two things, yeah. Well, mommy.
Okay,
mommy. You killed my mom.
I'm sorry.
But it was it just wasn't an easy feeling. At all.
You look good, though. I got to tell you, you know, you and I are on the phone once a week, twice a month, easy. But you know, I'm always there in your corner, and you've done recovery right. And I know your docs are happy, Holly's happy, everybody's happy except you. I mean,
yeah,
you want to be better all done.
I want to be better all done. I mm-hmm. just pain. I got to get it over all this pain, and then I'll be good.
So Tice will take PJ Duran's spot. Tony Wink, of course, in the studio. We got a lot to talk about over the next couple hours with Tony. Big weekend coming up with the Justin Brayton Shootout. I want to thank Eddie Kuhlenkamp. I'm Scott Casper. In studio also from Sioux Falls, the promoter and part of the effort that is Midwest Supercross is in the studio, and that's Dustin Peterson. Dustin, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Go ahead and punch that microphone up, Jack, would you? Okay. So you're doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Tony said you just showed up at his track looking for food.
I did. And, I did. Fat kids got to eat.
That's so common, though, isn't it, Tony? People just show up looking for mac and cheese or whatever.
Yeah, I was on my computer doing something at the track, and I have, you know, I just moved my laptop either in town to my shop or at the track, depending on what I have going on that week. And so I was at the track working, and I saw a car, and it's not unusual. The gates are open when I'm there, so it's not unusual for a car to creep in there and just you know, just kind of check it out or whatever. And
sure.
They were out of town plates, and then
911.
He stopped, and I'm like, yeah. I'm gonna have to answer a bunch of dumb questions. And it actually was pretty cool meeting him because we know a lot of the same people and probably have raced with each other over the years. We're the same age, and he's a fellow, I hate the word, but promoter.
Yeah.
And I don't like being called a promoter. Yeah, I don't want to be a promoter.
What are you?
A loser. I don't know.
Racer. Extraordinary.
Yeah. But anyway, it was fun meeting him, and I even hooked him up with a Brayton jersey, and his kid's named after Brayton, right?
Yeah, we got a little boy.
What's his name?
Brayton.
Oh.
Well,
I would have gone with Justin, but I mean.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. I grew up, racing in these neck of the woods, I guess. And,
yeah.
And the name Brayton always kind of rang a bell. We have a daughter by the name of Payson who's older, and we said, if we're ever going to have a son, we'd name him Brayton.
That's
and
a cool name, though.
We got a framed Brayton jersey on the wall that says "To Brayton from Justin Brayton." So my hat's off to him. That was very cool of him.
He's a neat guy.
He's a great guy.
Great family man.
Yep.
I didn't see it coming. I got to tell you, when I knew he was getting married,
yeah,
I just didn't see him becoming a great dad and a great husband. But my goodness sakes, has he settled in?
Well, us Midwesterners are.
I like
kind
to think we have different values. I really do, Tony. Right. Maybe.
Maybe not so much me.
Anyway, on the program this day, we're scheduled to have Matt Byton, Damon Bradshaw for the powers that be are not making it possible for him to join us on the program. He'll still be at the Brayton Shootout this weekend, so you're going to make plans to come down and visit him, check him out. Denny Stevenson is going to be on the show, Chad Pedersen, and we're also scheduled to have Cody Gilmore.
Gilmore just texted me. He said, Jack, give him a call. He's ready to go. So we're good. We got a big race this weekend, but before it slips away, I want to talk about the Supercross that was in Hawaii. And Brayton invited me because we have our race the very next weekend. I didn't think it was feasible that, and it's Hawaii. So it's a bit of a swing. But so this is kind of funny because we had just assumed Justin Brayton would go over there and stomp everybody.
Right.
Ryan Sipes straight up beat the guy. He did 1-1-1, and Brayton went 3-2-2. I've just texted back and forth with Justin, but I talked to his mechanic, Brent Duffy, and he said that Sipes straight up, he got pushed way out. Brayton did in the first turn on the first moto and had to work his way back up to third, but in the next two races, Sipes ran him down and beat him straight up. So that's
Ryan's tough, and he's a bit magical.
Yeah, I know. He's got so much different stuff going on with mm-hmm. his flat track and his off-road. And man, it's cool, though. I mean, I guess it wasn't a very supercross. It was the least supercross of all those races that they've done. And they said he was on a 250F, and they said the track kind of suited a 250F. But I don't put an asterisk next to any win. I think Sipes won all three motos. It wasn't a fluke. I'm pretty stoked.
He was consistent.
I like Sipes. We're buddies, and I'm pretty stoked for him. So. Mm-hmm.
He's asked me to tell you to stop calling. So
well,
much.
No, he told me to.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we're not good friends. So I ain't sweating it.
Wow.
Gilmore's on the phone.
Before we get there, silly season, we'll bring Gilmore up. Maybe he'd like to comment on that as well. Let's welcome Cody Gilmore. Cody, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Just before we get into you in particular, it is silly season, top-down economics, right? Marvin Musquin, some people are saying he's out at Red Bull KTM. Cooper Webb's in. And then, of course, you got Roczen announcing just last week that he's got a new 3-year deal with Honda. So that one seems to be, fairly solid. But and Eli Tomac is the other one that signed a new deal with Monster Energy Kawasaki. Any surprises there from the inside of the track as you are?
Not really. Webb was a surprise to me, and Supercross for sure. I think he was pretty much everyone, but the rest of them, it's pretty on par for kind of what you'd expect.
I think Tomac
outdoors. I would probably say Tomac is a favorite for sure, but you never know. Dirt bike racing, so anything can happen. But it's hard to bet against Tomac, anyways, with his record the last few years in outdoors for sure. My opinion.
Do you think Tomac this is my opinion. I think Tomac needs some new scenery. I think that it needs something different. There's no way. There's something. What is going on when the guy, he could be the fastest guy out there by several seconds a lap, and then the next day not. What is going on? What is the deal there?
Man, that beats me. I think if anyone knew, they'd be getting paid to figure it out, because I'm sure I know everyone wonders the same question. I'm sure he really does. So who knows, man? I don't know what the deal is. It's I think it's all about feeling comfortable on a bike. So if he's feeling comfortable one day, then he's probably on it. If he's not, then you know, you kind of got all you got, you know.
What about Savacci and Ciancerillo? I mean, Savacci has got what, a 1-year deal with Kawasaki, but then you've got Adam, you know, on a Honda Super team. But do we expect anything out of either one of those guys? Do we see any movement? Is there any talk about that in the pits?
Yeah, I've heard there's talk. I mean, I've heard everything from Ciancerillo to Honda to him going to Kawasaki. I think it's all up in the air. Hmm. I've heard whatever he's doing is done, but I haven't really. That's just based off hearsay, so I don't really have any inside lines on any of that stuff.
Okay.
For what them guys are doing next year, but I think it'd be hard to get rid of Savacci after how he's done in Supercross. It'd be a tough one to let go.
What a year to raise your stock! My goodness sake, Savacci was just all over it.
Yeah, that was probably the most surprising for me.
Yeah, me too.
Him and Webb for sure, but I mean, Webb, you know, he's kind of expected to make that jump when he went to Red Bull KTM. So once Savacci, I think, was a surprise for sure. I mean, I was wondering how in the heck he even got that ride and set me up pretty fast, you know?
Just one. They were looking for just one. That's his gear deal, right?
He did it, that's for sure.
So, Cody, we got a pretty good weekend lined up for us. From your perspective, though, talk about it. It's pretty – there's some real star power that's going to be down in Winterset this Saturday and Sunday.
You're talking about the Justin Brayton Shootout.
Yeah, and the Best in the Midwest, which Cody runs. And I'd like you to talk about that series, Cody, because you've had some success with it, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, we me and a partner started that up about 4 years ago now. It pretty much just came to me asking if I'd be interested in helping them do a race with my name on it, so to speak, and we kind of just jumped, put heads together, and pretty soon we had a full series around the Midwest. So, yeah, it just kind of grew from there. Motosport.com jumped on with us the first year, and they've stuck with us every year, so without them, we literally wouldn't be able to do it. Yeah, I mean, it's just cool. It's just we tried doing some stuff different to bring in riders and to make them have fun again and kind of travel the Midwest opposed to just staying in one state, one local state. So yeah, man, it's been cool. We're looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be a good turnout. I think it's going with all the old school guys coming, you know, it's all our heroes and just being there, you know, it's going to be cool.
Making racing great again. It's kind of like the,
is that what it is?
Yeah. It's just like Trump. So,
man, yeah, if we can do that, that's be awesome, because it's struggling here and there, that's for sure.
You know, we had Trump scheduled to be at the track when he was on the campaign
trail,
and I prematurely rained out. The place was flooded. It was the year I had just bought the racetrack, and I didn't realize how quickly the place drains out. So it was completely flooded. The campaign people called me, and it was a joke that we were going to get Trump on there. I just contacted my buddy, said, you ought to get Trump. That ought to get all the haters, all the fans, everybody.
You still got to pay if you're a hater.
That's
right?
What I said. I go, do you think they'd pay to protest? And he said, I do. And I go, I want them all in there. So they were on their way down and they called me and they're like, hey, are you still good? We still on? And I go, I just rained out. And dude, we could have totally pulled it off. And that's, you know, we got weather coming this weekend. We know it. We've got, you know, I'll have 1, 2, 3, 4 skid loaders there. My dozer, you know, I mean, 4-wheel drive tractor. We're set up for rain as good as we can be. And you know, it's a bummer because I get so many text messages and Facebook messages, and I kind of troll the Facebook and the Instagram and to see what people are saying, and they're already on Tuesday, they're saying, hey, you know, maybe
predicted weather.
Yeah, everybody's a meteorologist. And actually the fly rep that's there, Jason Hightrader, his sister is Jerry Ann Ritter.
Okay.
And he and I were talking, and he's like, they don't know anything. And, you know, and he's laughing because it's his sister, and he gets in trouble for saying that. But, you know, you just don't know.
It's a guessing game.
We had monsoon last year. During the Justin Brayton Shootout on Saturday.
I remember that.
It was great. It turned out awesome. Brayton even came to me and he was like, oh no. And I just laughed. I go, we're good. It'll be epic tomorrow. And it was. It was really good.
He won, by the way.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, when people ask me, I tell them, if it's not winter set unless it does rain. I mean, you have to expect it. I mean, Tony, you get dealt with hard hands, I think. I mean, pretty much it's going to rain. But, like, I tell everyone, I'm like, you know how much practice he has with rain events? He always makes them good.
Dude.
You know, they're better. When it rains, it's better than it's going to be. You know what I mean? You always turn it around. So if there's any track that I'd be nervous about, it's not yours, that's for sure.
Oh, I thought you were going to call somebody out there for a minute.
No. So I think you got some experience there. I mean, we'll see what happens, but I'm not worried about it. Series, I like to run in a little bit of mud anyways here and there. So, I mean, but I'd say we make it happen if we can, that's for sure.
Cody Gilmore is our guest, owner of the Best of the Midwest Series, which comes to Riverside Raceway, my track, in Winterset this weekend. Saturday we have practice on both tracks. We have what they call the Gray Hair Reunion, which is a get-together for all the older fellas, my age and older, that are from Iowa, and that is some star power from like the 80s. It's a little before my time. I'm kind of at the tail end of it, but I'm lucky enough to have it at my track. And then on Saturday, we have a free dinner. Everybody's welcome to join us. We'll have a big tent, and we're going to have a dinner, and we're going to have Justin Brayton there, Damon Bradshaw, Cody Gilmore, Denny Stevenson, Chad Pedersen, and then Matt Byton. And Matt's going to be there.
He's going to jump.
How cool is this? And this whole thing, I was talking to Dustin earlier, this whole thing kind of happened organically. It was like, Denny's coming, so if I could get Denny to come, he stirs the pot. And I knew that would bring more. You know what I mean? It's really cool. And Byton, some people were asking me, is he going to flip? Of course he's going to flip. And in fact, he's probably going to flip over our tent that we're having dinner in, and I'm serious about this. And we probably need Bob Price to jump that ramp too.
That would be awesome. I think Bob's coming too. I mean, the whole crew comes. I mean, if a few people come, the whole crew comes. B10 actually asked us, we're all in a group message, and he asked about coming to race. And he wanted to come race. He knew we're all going. He's like, man, it's only, you know, I don't know, 8 hours from, he's living in Dallas now. And, they're like, well, heck, why don't you bring your ramps and jump? He's like, well, get me paid.
Yeah.
And he went to work and tried making some stuff happen, and looks like it all turned out, you know. So it'll be cool to have Matt there jump doing freestyle Saturday, and you bet he's going to be racing Sunday too. So it'll be cool.
What about you? You going to do the shootout?
No. I haven't rode since, heck, I don't even know.
Cody.
What does that matter?
I don't know. I mean, heck, I mean, there's a possibility. Bob Price is asking if I wanted to ride his bike. So, I mean, maybe if I ride Bob Price's bike, I will. But
all of a sudden it changed.
It's
right?
An 86.
The only way I'm riding a dirt bike this weekend if it's on Bob Price.
What about my 97 CR500 that I just had Racetech go through and make it sweet?
Ooh, that might be kind of fun too.
Huh?
Maybe I'll bring some gear. We'll see.
Okay. What about my XR75?
I rode Bob's bike and it's pretty fun. So.
Are you in on my XR75?
I don't know about that.
You might get hurt on that.
I want a little bit of suspension.
That has a little bit of suspension.
So Bob Price, it's an 86 or 7 YZ125, right?
Yeah, it's an 86, yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants to ride that but Cody Gilmore and Bob Price. You want to ride the 500.
I only rode it one other time, and it was when Matt Byton was in town, and we all went out and rode at Abbott here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And before you know it, Matt's doing bar hops and heel clickers and Superman on it and everything. I've never seen Bob so happy. He didn't know his bike could fly that high, first of all, is what he was saying. And then second, he didn't know it could have tricks done on it. He was one pump dude, that was for sure.
So Matt was talking and he's like, we want to push the ramp so like they're almost touching and then have Bob jump the ramp. And I'm like, I'm still not comfortable with that scenario. I'm afraid the guy right off the side.
Scary still, for sure.
Yeah, he could jump off the side and end up in my tent or who knows what.
I would worry about him landing rear wheel first, right on the top, and then just
full loop out.
I don't know. That could be some good entertaining after a few beers, anyway.
Oh man, it's gonna be good. So. Sundays is part of your series. Is what is it? Round two?
Yeah, this will be round two. We had our first one right out.
So yep. So
weekend Sunday.
So round two will be on Sunday with the Best Midwest. Also, we have an AMA, it's an AMA Pro-Am. So we've got last year at Nico Easy there. We had there was a bunch of people that showed up, and it was pretty neat. And then at halftime, the Justin Brayton Shootout is a buddy race, and everybody that wants to, you're either an A rider or a non A rider, and it's got to be big bikes. And so we put everybody's in all the A riders in a hat and in a bucket, and then all the BC riders in a bucket, and then we pair them up. We draw on the line, so you don't know who your partner is going to be, and it's pretty entertaining. And last year, Brayton got hooked up with Isaiah Clark, which is a ringer. I mean, that kid's so fast, and a Fort Dodge kid, of course. So they won it. The year before, it was somebody else, but that's actually a lot of fun. And then everybody that signs up, Cody, for the race on Sunday. Every class you sign up for, you get your name in a drawing, and then we'll probably do it at halftime too. We're going to draw for a Storm Lake Honda CRF 110. So,
oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be fun, and I hope it's somebody, some poor kid or something that wins it. You know what I mean? Somebody that'll make a million laps on our new pit bike track down there. It'll be so much fun.
Are you excited, Cody, at all about the opportunity to be? We're going to do a combined podcast with Denny Stevenson's Absurd After Party podcast. So it'll be like four of us on stage: myself, Denny, Dan, I think, and then Justin. Okay,
and Damon.
Well, no, we're going to invite special guests up, and they'll take part in the show throughout the 2 hours. But what are your thoughts on that? Because I'm always the kind and generous one, and then there's Denny.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I mean, I think you might learn a thing or two, and I'm sure he'll learn a thing or two from you. But I guess maybe just be on the edge for that day, I'm guessing, a little bit.
It's going to be fun.
I think Denny will keep it pretty mellow in a family environment. For sure.
I sure hope so.
It is called Absurd After Party, but at the same time, I think he'll make it happen.
No beer allowed.
Be pretty mellow. Yeah. So
we'll have fun, though.
Should be good.
Cody, give them a website where they can find out more about you and your race and what else you've got going on. Where can they find you?
Yeah. Our series is called website bestofmidwestmx.com.
Okay.
You can find all of our info for the whole series on that. Otherwise, Tony's website for this weekend should have all the info for the weekend, or our Facebook and Instagram channels. We post all quite a bit on that stuff, too. So anywhere there, Best of Midwest MX, though.
Have you ever raced up at the Midwest Supercross, Dustin Peterson's effort up there in Sioux Falls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I raced it, it was in Brookings. But,
right.
But, yeah, I've been up there a few times for sure.
Isn't it great when you have a guy that cares that much to put on a good show? He's not going to make
a great show. Yeah, it's awesome up there. It's every year it's freezing cold, but he makes stuff happen. And, yeah, that's a fun event for sure. Whenever I was in town and racing a lot, I hit that every year I could, for sure.
Dustin, was he a good guest, Cody Gilmore?
You know, I think I wrote Cody a couple checks throughout the days. Every time he's been up there, I'm pretty sure we've
ripped. To keep his mouth shut? Or?
Well, you know, his riding did the talking, man.
Dustin on the line.
Dustin's in studio. He showed up at the track. He was looking for you, but
yep.
No, he showed up at the track today. He was in town for work, and I said, hey, he was staying overnight, so I said, come on in, let's do the show. So here he is.
Oh, cool. What up, dude?
Hey, I know, buddy.
That was always a fun event, for sure.
It is. And I was telling these guys before we started this that you were probably one of the guys that when anybody showed up, if they saw your bike rolling, it was like, well, all right, I guess we're going for second through whatever else, you know, for taking 12. It was it was the Gilmore train, so...
Yeah, a few years there we had Haji, though. We had some good battles, which was fun. So
God, I forgot about Haji.
Yeah, Haji was always in there to throw in some mix. So yeah, there was always a good time up there.
Well, you've always been one of the guys that I pull for each and every time when you're on the track. Now that it's been what, a couple years anyway, right?
Yeah, it's been a few years since I've raced.
Are you still in race shape?
Few seasons. I wouldn't say so, no.
Cody was never in race shape. What are you talking about?
I mean, I could probably get there pretty fast.
Yeah, you could.
Two bowls of cereal and mac and cheese.
Rides and we'll be good. I mean, that's about all I did anyway. So
Cody,
we'll be good.
Cody's program
I haven't gained any pounds or anything, if you're asking, that's for sure.
Your program was a lot like it was for the other for the guys that raced in the like the Denny Stevenson, Chad Pederson, your program was a lot like theirs when they were in arena cross, and it worked.
Well, yeah,
and
my training program came from Denny's. So that's how we.
Do you
want to
admit
there,
that publicly,
you know?
Or?
No, I mean, yeah, definitely. I think it was well known. It was well known.
Oh, it was so much fun, and everybody loved you for it. And hey, you know, speaking of Haji, he should come up this weekend.
It's
I don't know what it takes to get him up here, but if anybody's got pull, Cody Gilmore does.
Cody, make the call, will you?
I'm gonna have to hit him up. I think I ran into him in Houston this year, Supercross, and I didn't get a chance. I think we just we walked by each other. But I actually lived with Haji in California for a few months a few years back when he was living out there. He's an awesome dude.
How much a month did he charge you?
It was free, man. He hooked it up.
Mm-hmm. Not this ever.
He could ride up with Byton.
He could.
He could. That's a good idea.
Make the call, Cody.
We'll try getting a hold of old Haji. I don't know what he's been up to lately.
You know, I think he's even riding a two-stroke these days.
He's got a 500.
Yeah.
So it'd be good.
Have a 500.
So good.
That would be cool.
Could you imagine Tony, Bob Price, and Haji going at it on two-strokes?
Man, that could be...
I'm down.
And as long as Bob gets a little bit of a head start. And
like a lap?
Maybe one lap.
A whole lap?
And if there ain't too many fans on the side of the track that he's stopping and waving at.
he signs autographs while he's racing, which I found rather...
He actually has done that.
Yes.
He's done that.
He'll stop and take a tear off.
He'll wave to people. He'll... He used to take a bottle of water on his handlebars. I'd say, what the heck you doing? He'd say, well, just in case I get tired, I can stop and get a drink.
Wow.
Great. Yeah, so.
Meanwhile, he's getting lapped again. All right, bud, we're up against the clock. Cody, it's always good to talk to you. We're looking forward to seeing you this weekend in Winterset, Iowa at Riverside Raceway. I'll be there to help conduct the special activities, the radio program, and the live presentation as we interview Justin and company. Hopefully, you'll join us on stage as well, Cody, but it would be great to see you.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll see you guys this weekend.
The Gilmore Faithful will be coming out. You know they will. Quick timeout on the Evergreen Podcast System program that is called Pit Pass. So do me a favor. Stand by. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.